Welcome back to Goal Line Stuff, the show where we talk about anything and everything football related. I'm Alex Kyorkchiev.
And I'm Michael San Antonio. And boy, do we have a show for you today. It's been a while, but we're back. A lot of off-season stuff has happened. Some really big news with quarterbacks, with players in general. A lot of big storylines already. Luckily, not a lot of injuries, but some injuries. And what we thought we would do, just a way to kind of talk about everything, but also talk about next season, since we haven't had an episode in so long, was to do kind of prediction episode. We're going to talk about our 7 playoff teams in both the AFC and the NFC. We're going to talk about our Super Bowl predictions. We're going to talk about some dark horse teams we think for both the NFC and AFC. And we're going to sprinkle as much news and content as we can into all of those predictions just to make it so it's, you know, worthwhile, a worthwhile episode. I'm very excited for this because I know that in the past we've had some very different opinions about a lot of these teams. I know our lists are going to be completely different. It's going to be nice to argue about a lot of this stuff. And yeah, are you ready for this, Alex?
I would like to establish that in our version of this last year, Michael picked the Giants to go either 11-5 or 10-6 and make the playoffs and win the division. So with that being said, I think we should start.
I was 11-6 actually. And I want to mention another thing. I had the Rams winning the Super Bowl before the season started.
Okay.
And I kept that with me even when the Rams looked bad. And that's so fair. I just want to say, I mean, I think that makes up for the Giants pick. But anyway,
I'll give you that.
We should start this off. I think let's start off with the AFC. Definitely the stronger of the two. And NFC is nowhere near the AFC right now with talent on both sides of the ball. And what division do you want to start off with first?
The way I have it ordered is east, west, north, south. So I think we should start with the AFC East.
Okay. That works for me. AFC East is kind of tough. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first now that you're offering. Okay. To me, this one is kind of cut and dry, at least for division winner.
Okay.
I only see one possible option here. It's going to be Buffalo. Buffalo went deep in the playoffs last year. And if they hadn't ran into the Chiefs into a brutal playoff matchup where both teams scored over 30 points, might have even been over 40. Honestly, I can't remember at this point. But if they had won that coin toss, to me, they're probably in the Super Bowl last year. And who knows how that would have went. And Buffalo only got better. The two biggest glaring weaknesses to their team last year was secondary and the run game. Defense in general, I should say. And they improved both of those. They signed Von Miller in the offseason. They drafted Kyrie Elam out of Florida with their first-round pick. And they also drafted James Cook out of Florida State. Right? Florida State?
Yes.
Just like his brother.
Georgia.
Georgia? Yeah, oh, you're right. I got confused.
Sorry. A little iffy with that, but we got it.
But that's the two biggest weaknesses their team had, and they addressed both of them strongly without really losing anyone too big in the offseason, plus another year of improvement for Josh Allen, which I don't know how much that's going to be because he's already MVP caliber, but, you know, nevertheless, improvement is improvement, and they're already well coached, so I think they're going to win that division easily.
I also have the Bills winning that division. I think they're the consensus favorite team right now in the NFL. I think they're the Super Bowl favorite in most fans' eyes. I don't know if I have that. We'll get to that later. But yeah, they definitely improved. They had the number one defense in the league in the regular season. Like you said, they made it even better with Von Miller, Kyrie Elam. Hope he's okay. I know he got hurt in the first preseason game. Their running game looks very good right now. 4 capable running backs. Gabe Davis looks good. Dawson Knox, I like him a lot. And Diggs is one of the best receivers in the league. I think any way you look at it, the Bills are the division winner, and there's not much more to talk about there. I think more so, just quickly talk, I mean, the Dolphins and the Patriots and the Jets, all 3 of those teams, I think people think it's possible they make it. Patriots made the playoffs last year. Dolphins improved in a lot of ways. Tyreek Hill, the defense is still young, but they have – a lot of good defenders on that team, some good linebackers, very good secondary in Miami. Also new coaching there. So a lot of people are very high on the Dolphins. Alex, do you think the Dolphins, Patriots, or Jets, do you think any of these are playoff teams, potential playoff teams?
I think we should wait for that discussion when we get to wildcard teams.
That's fair. Well, we'll wait till we get to wildcard teams.
That may be a bit of foreshadowing, but I think
wait. It is foreshadowing. The Bills, we both agree, are the division winner. Let's move on to the next division. What is that? AFC North for you?
AFC West.
AFC West, the toughest division in the AFC. This one is tough for me. I'll go first. I think all four teams are great in the AFC West. All four teams are great. I could see all four going on deep playoff runs potentially, but we know that's not going to happen. And for me, I think the team that is improved the most, the team that I think is in the prime of winning right now, is the Los Angeles Chargers. I have them at number one. I know how tough that is because, you know, you have Patrick Mahomes, you have Derek Carr, you have Russell Wilson. You have four great quarterbacks, four teams with a lot of talent. I just really like what the Chargers did on defense. They got Khalil Mack. You know, they got J.C. Jackson. They filled a lot of holes that needed to be filled on defense. A lot of, you know, run support. They just got some minor guys that I think are going to do a lot of good things for that defense. And we already know how good the offense is. Second overall offense last season behind the Dallas Cowboys. If Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, Justin Herbert stay healthy, and the line, which keeps improving every year, I think that they are going to be one of the most unstoppable teams in the league. They may not be the best in the division, but in the regular season, I think they're going to be the best. I think they win that division.
That's a crazy take when you consider the other teams that are in there.
All of them seem like crazy takes.
You know what's even crazier, though?
What?
I fully agree with you.
Good. Okay,
that's
good.
That's my pick to win that division, too. I think they're going to explode in the regular season. They also filled their biggest holes. They got Khalil Mack and J.C. Jackson to shore up that defense that was so porous last season. They drafted Zion Johnson in the first round to help that run game out, which definitely struggled a little bit at times, and the protection. Yeah. And I think Justin Herbert is primed for an MVP year. We're probably going to do an awards prediction episode at some point in the next week or two. And, you know, we'll get to that at that point. But I think Justin Herbert is firmly in the mix for MVP this year. And so I think that that has to be the division winner, because even though I'm decently high on the other two teams, not, you know, the one that I will not name right now, I'm high on two other teams in that division, but I think the Chargers will easily have the best regular season of the three.
Yeah, I think they improved so much that there's no way that they could go down from where they did last year. And I just think they're the most likely to win. I think we both agree on that. So let's move on to the next one, and we'll get into, obviously, the wild cards afterwards. Next, you have East or North?
I have North.
Okay, let's do North. North forever was one of the most competitive divisions in the NFL. And this year, it's a little bit different. Departure of Big Ben. I mean, even though I don't like Big Ben, Steelers just look completely different right now without him. With the whole Watson thing going on in Cleveland, you know, he suspended 11 games. He's coming back week 13. There's just like, you know, the Browns, a lot of people thought that they could be a really good team with Watson, but we're only going to see him for six games next season. So with Brissett, I think that automatically eliminates them from being a division winner. I think Pittsburgh having either Kenny Pickett or Trubisky as the starter eliminates them as me.
Yo, for
the
don't hate on Money Mitch.
As a division winner?
That's all I'm saying. Don't hate on Money Mitch.
I like Trubisky more than most, but come on. So it's either Ravens or Bengals. Bengals are the obvious pick coming off of that incredible season where they made the Super Bowl. A lot of talent. Joe Shiesty looks great. Ja'Marr Chase looks great. The defense, Trey Hendrickson stepped up. So many. Von Bell looked great. You know, he from the Saints to Cincinnati, he looked great. But I think the Ravens are the better team. A lot of injuries last year. You know, they're going to get a lot of key defenders back. And more importantly, Lamar Jackson and the running game should be healthier this year. Even with Hollywood gone, I like Bateman a lot. I like Andrews a lot. And I like the defense. I think the defense is primed for a top five finish. I like the secondary. Humphrey, I think, is going to have a good year. I just like the Ravens a lot. I think that they're the clear division winner in my eyes. And Bengals, we'll see if they get into the wild card when we talk about that later. But Bengals are my division winner.
This is not a really entertaining episode, I feel like, this far, because because I agree with you on Baltimore. I thought that would be a little bit of a hot take too, but I think that since we're talking about division winners, it's really about who's going to be the better regular season team, not a matter of who's the better team, period. Because to me, I feel that Cincinnati is the better team when you look at both the rosters. But Super Bowl hangover is a real thing. I think that Cincinnati will take a little bit to pick up their pace. I think they'll have a little bit of a rough start to the season and, you know, put people in worry about their success. But I also think they'll pick it up late season, sneak into a playoff spot. And I think Baltimore will be more successful over as the season goes on because they finished either 9-8 or 8-9 last year with half their roster injured. Their whole secondary was hurt. Their whole defense was hurt. Their receivers, who they didn't have many of already, were hurt. And I think that in the regular season, they'll be more successful than Cincinnati. Now, in the playoffs, I don't think they'll do anything because they still don't have receivers. And I think they'll get outplayed by Cincinnati, you know, even if they don't play each other. I think Cincinnati will go farther when it's all said and done. But for the regular season, Baltimore is going to be better.
I agree with that completely. And let's get to the last division in the AFC before we get to the wild card picks. We have the AFC South.
Okay. So my pick for the AFC South, to me, it comes down between two teams, as it kind of has been for the last few years after Jacksonville's one fluky year. To me, it's between Tennessee and Indianapolis, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think they're very similar teams. They're both going to have some solid defenses. Their offense is built around the run game, with them having two of the probably top five running backs in the whole NFL in Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor. But and limited pass games to me, with Matt Ryan as the Colts quarterback and Tannehill as the Titans quarterback, with mediocre at best receiving core. Michael Pittman as your wide receiver one kind of worries me if you're Indianapolis. And if you're the Titans, an injured Robert Woods and rookie Treylon Burks kind of scares me too. But the whole debate to me comes down on whether you believe that Matt Ryan is cooked and if Tannehill can keep up consistent play for a whole season. And to me, the winner of this is going to be Tennessee. Because as I said earlier, I feel that Matt Ryan is cooked. I saw him play for Atlanta last year and it was rough. Now, granted, they had a horrible line and no weapons, but I just don't think that he has the arm talent he used to have anymore. And I don't think that he's going to be able to win them games, close games with his arm, which that's what you have to do in today's NFL. I think that Tennessee has the option to be better set up in the pass game with Robert Woods and Burks. And Henry is a whole offense in and of himself. So it's got to be the Titans for me.
Yeah, I have those two teams as well as the ones I was debating, but Colts is my pick. Easy. And when it comes down to it, it's just I look at both of the defenses. Both defenses, to me, have top 10, top 5 potential. But on paper, I think the Colts have just the better defense. The Titans really showed up. And part of that is last year because of Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel is an incredible coach. I like the coaching a lot better in Tennessee, but I like the team a lot better in Indianapolis. I don't think Matt Ryan's going to have to do much. The offense is pretty much set behind Jonathan Taylor. Like Pittman a lot as a wide receiver one. I love the offensive line for the Colts. And when it comes down to it, the defense, I just think they have more firepower. I think they're going to win more games because of the defense. DeForest Buckner is one of the best defenders in the league at what he does, at least. And then, you know, I don't think Stephon Gilmore's cooked. I don't think he's cooked at all. I think Shaq Leonard, Darius Leonard, now called Shaq Leonard, is one of the best linebackers in the league. And I just like a lot of the young players that the Colts have. Kenny Moore had a great year. I can't see the Titans defense holding up to the Colts. And so I think they have comparable offenses, but I think the Colts will win a game or two more and win the division, at least in my opinion.
That's definitely a valid take. I think it's a complete toss up.
It almost is. They have very similar rosters on paper, but I think the Colts will execute a little bit better. And they are my last division winner. So we pretty much agreed on most of it, but didn't agree there. And now let's get into some wild card predictions for the AFC. You want to go first?
I'll go first. So okay. We have three wild card spots is the point. And to me, you have about four or five teams that you could fit into these three wildcard spots. Mm-hmm. So the one obvious dropout to me is Denver, outdoor team. So we are left with the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Chiefs, and the Bengals for those three wildcard spots. And I think the one that I'm not putting in there is the Raiders, meaning I have the Dolphins, the Chiefs, and the Bengals as my three wildcard teams. I already made my case for Cincinnati earlier. Kansas City, I think you can't count them out because of Andy Reid. I think they're always going to be at least good enough for a wildcard spot. Yes, they lost Tyreek Hill, but they have Juju Smith-Schuster now. They drafted Sky Moore, and I don't think that's going to be too much of an offensive hit for them to miss the playoffs entirely. Miami, you called maybe a dark horse, as we were talking here before, but I think they're firmly a playoff team. I think the addition of Tyreek Hill and a few running backs in the form of Chase Edmonds and Raheem Mostert are going to propel them to playoff team offensively wise. I think Tua is going to take a big step this year. I'm a huge believer in Coach Mike McDaniel. So I think that offensively they're going to be good enough, and their defense was already very good 2 years ago. And I think they'll play back up to their potential this year.
That is fair. I like those picks. For me, I'm just going to list my picks. First, the Chiefs. I think that's common sense. Mahomes, the Chiefs, another team has to make it at least from that division. And you can't count Mahomes out. I have them at five. At six, I have the Denver Broncos. I have the Denver Broncos making the playoffs. I know you're not a believer.
I am not riding with Broncos country.
Let's ride. Let's ride. I like the offense. I think Wilson, I mean, I don't think they're going to be a high seed. I have them at six, but I just like them enough that their offense enough and their defense enough. I think they make it. And seven, I put the Bengals just like you did. I thought about keeping them off, but I don't think the defense is going to regress enough for the team to regress enough. I think the offense is going to stay where it was last year. And I think they will go like 10-7, sneak into that seventh spot. I just like them too much. I was debating about Miami, but I'm not the biggest Tua fan. I think something's just going to go wrong there. I don't like them making the playoffs over any of the teams that I have in the playoffs. So.
That's fair. I mean, I don't know why you didn't even talk about the Raiders at all.
I was going to talk about them. I don't like the Raiders defense very much. I know that they improved. They got Chandler Jones. You know, they already have Max Crosby. The defense itself on paper doesn't look like it's atrocious, but it really isn't very good. And then on offense, yeah, you have Derek Carr. You have Josh Jacobs, who I think is better than people give him credit for. More importantly, you have Adams. You have Waller. You have Renfrow. I really like it. I think they'll be a high volume passing offense, but I think they'll be like the Dallas Cowboys. They'll pass for a lot, but I don't think the team will be very efficient. They'll go down big in some games. They won't be able to make it up. A lot of empty yards there. I just can't see them making the playoffs over these other stronger teams.
That's how I feel about them. They're just not good enough.
Yeah.
If they
had like a top 15 defense, then I think it would be different. And maybe they will. Who knows? But their defense to me is like not even top 20 right now. And their offense, I don't think, is enough to make up for it, like I said. So that's just kind of how I feel.
Go for it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's get into our dark horse teams. Because now we have the teams we think we're going to get in the playoffs. We each picked a team who we don't have on the playoffs, or maybe we do, but who we think is just being undervalued, who we could see totally just come out of nowhere and be one of the best teams in the league. It's not, you know, something that we're banking on, but it's just, you know, a wild pick that we want to talk about.
And I would also like to say that before we recorded this, we each placed bets on who the other's dark horse teams were. Mm-hmm. No, like actual gambling, but just for fun.
Yeah.
So I guessed Jacksonville and Chicago for Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And he guessed that I would say Pittsburgh and Carolina.
Yes.
So go ahead and say your dark horse team for the AFC.
Okay. For the AFC, my dark horse team is the New England Patriots. For this one, it's more so, I don't love the roster, but I love Bill Belichick. The defense is always top 10 with him, no matter who he has, no matter what talent he has. I don't think the loss of J.C. Jackson is as big as some people think it is. And just last year, we saw the Patriots make the playoffs with what I thought was an unqualified offense. Mac Jones, who I didn't like, still put up a decent record and made it into the playoffs. And from the reports we're getting in the offseason, Mac Jones looks better this offseason. He looks like he could actually be a legit quarterback. I don't love him, but, and obviously I don't have the Patriots in the playoffs, but I do think that, you know, them and Miami are definitely teams to watch, because I think either of them could definitely take any of the seven teams that I have on the list. And I could see a world where the Patriots actually have a decent playoff run. As much as I don't think it'll happen, it could definitely happen. So They're my dark horse team. I think they're being undervalued by a lot of people.
So to me, I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think they're talented enough. But my dark horse team is one that not a lot of people would probably like, because they're not a very likable team at the moment. My dark horse team is going to be Cleveland. You did mention that Watson is suspended 11 games. They're probably not going to win the division, which I agree with. But their backup is Jacoby Brissett, and they still have a very talented roster. I think that they could stick out, you know, 500, maybe a game or two, game above or below 500, with Watson coming back, who, you know, character aside, is still one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think that if you win, you know, four or five out of those six games that he plays with you, which I think is very possible with how good he is, I think they could very easily sneak into the playoffs with a late season push.
Definitely a valid opinion. I can't see it happening. I think Brissett's going to go like, I don't even know where he's going to go. I think he's going to go way below 500, but I do like the logic. I do think that they definitely could be a sleeper team. So I don't hate that at all. That wraps it up for the AFC. A lot of good teams. AFC is definitely harder than the NFC, but I think we should just get into the NFC. And then once we get our NFC picks underway, then we could talk about Super Bowl, anything else we want to do. What division do you think we should start in for the NFC?
Same order, NFC East.
NFC East, obviously, you know, we're Eagles fans here. And it might be crazy, but I have the Eagles winning the division. So I like what I've seen in the offseason. We've had one of the best offseasons we've ever had. A.J. Brown's a beast. The defense is the real key for me. I think getting Brandon Graham back, having Darius Slay after he had one of his best years of his career. I think Darius Slay is great. I think James Bradbury, that addition, is great for our secondary. And for once, I think we have competent linebackers.
Oh, they completely overloaded the linebacking core.
Yeah, which is crazy, because since I can remember, we've had awful linebackers. I like Alex Singleton, but I like the linebackers this year. I think that it's really tough, because the Cowboys had a good last season. But the Eagles are the stronger team on paper. We have a pretty easy schedule. And I think even if the Cowboys do make the playoffs, which I'm not going to reveal right now what I think the Eagles are the clear division winner, and they will probably be a high seed in the NFC just because of how weak it is.
Talk is talk. I mean, you did say all this about the defense, and yes, we signed A.J. Brown or traded for him, but ultimately it's about Jalen Hurts. And to me, Despite me being outspoken about how I'm not sure if he's the franchise guy, I believe in him this year. I think that with A.J. Brown there and another year of development, he's going to be very good for the Eagles and propel them to a division victory.
And we're not just talking about ability, but we're talking about record for the Eagles. Even if Hurts is like meh, it doesn't really matter. I think the Eagles will still win a lot of games.
Just based off their run game alone.
Exactly. So we have that one pretty much wrapped up. Eagles for the NFC East. Okay. You go next. I don't know the order, honestly.
Moving on to the NFC West, I have once again the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm.
They won their division last year. They won the Super Bowl last year. Their roster is still loaded with talent. They replaced Robert Woods with Allen Robinson, who's better. Cam Akers will be back for the full season now. And they're just primed to repeat as division champs. I think that both San Francisco and Arizona could definitely make your case to win the division, but it's not favorable for them. So it's got to be the Rams.
I like the Rams, but I have the Niners winning the division.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You're a big Niners guy.
I am, but I don't know about this year.
It's tough. It's very tough thinking about it. I just like the Niners in the regular season. I think Trey Lance is going to be at least decent. And I think if the team stays healthy, when they're healthy, they're very good. I think it'll be close. Like I've been saying, it's a tough choice, but the Niners, I think, are going to win one more game than the Rams will, and they'll be the division winner. I don't like Arizona enough, and obviously Seattle is. And I will spoil it. I have the Rams as one of my wild card teams. I know I shouldn't, but it's going to be very close. I think they both will be division caliber winners, like division winner caliber teams, but I like the Niners a little bit more, at least in the regular season. That's really all it comes down to. I think we just go to the next one. We could talk about
the other teams will be talked about in the wild card round.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Next division, you have North.
Yep.
Okay, so NFC North is not as tough because there's two teams that are very just not good in the NFC North at all. And there is one team that's kind of a wild card. I think the Packers are kind of a given. We know what we're getting from them. But I have the Vikings winning the division.
Oh, come on.
I don't know if you saw this stat or if anybody listening saw this stat, but the Vikings, if you take away the last 2 minutes of each half, the Vikings would have been 15-2 last year.
That's absurd, but
it is absurd. And it just shows you that the Vikings were really in most of the games they lost. It was just bad coaching, bad clock management, and maybe partly Kirk Cousins and the offense's fault, or the defense letting up big points at the end of the half. But I think they improved in many facets of the game. Justin Jefferson is maybe the most hyped up player in the league because he just keeps getting better, even though he's already been great. And with new coaching, O'Connell, you know, coming from the Rams, I think Kevin O'Connell is definitely a coach to look up or look to next year to maybe surprise a lot of people. He may give this offense a new look, a look that I think would be a lot better for the offense. I think Justin Jefferson could get close to 2,000 yards receiving. And I think they'll win a lot of those close games that they didn't win the year before. So I like them with the upper edge over the Packers.
I obviously disagree with you. In fact, spoiler, I don't have them making the playoffs, period. It's still a Kirk Cousins team to me. Even though all the things you said, definitely some good points there, it's still a Kirk Cousins team. Yep. And with the Packers, it's still an Aaron Rodgers team. You lost Davante Adams, but you still have Aaron Rodgers, who's probably, you know, in the top 10 range all time, if not top five. So I just can't.
Top six for me.
I'm not going to make a whole list right here, but you get it. He's an all-timer.
I know.
And he's going to be able to spread the ball around more this year. And A.J. Dillon is going to be better, and they'll be able to lead on the run game even more. Their defense is already good, so they have to be the division winner to me.
Okay, that's fair. More on the Packers later. I'll talk about them. And last but not least, we have the NFC East, which South. I think is the South. Why did I say East? NFC South, which is the least exciting division in the NFC to me. This is a clear one. I'm not even going to talk about who's winning this one. I am, but the Bucs are going to win it. I don't think I need to say anything else about that, because the other three teams, while there might be some surprises, they could be good potentially. The Bucs are the best team, and I can't see a world where they don't win the division at least.
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot to say there. To me, the only competition is the Saints, and to me, the Saints are happily average in every way. I don't see them winning more than 9 games, which maybe puts them in a playoff spot. I don't know, but the Bucs are the clear winner. They still have Tom Brady and all their offensive talent and all their defensive talent.
Yeah, I mean, the one question mark is Marcus Mariota. We know he's an MVP caliber player. Just Willie
Sheffield. Yeah, good point. They could win 17 games.
No, yeah, that was a joke. Marcus Mariota is not an MVP caliber player. We agree there. The Bucs are the division winner. And now let's move on to our wild card teams, because I think this is a little bit more tough than the division winners for the NFC, because, you know, there's not a lot of great teams. Once you get to these division winners, it's really just not a given. I'll go first. I said the 49ers were winning the division, and I also said that the Rams were right behind them. I think the Rams take that fifth spot for me. It's a given that the Rams are making the playoffs. I just don't have them as my division winner because I think they're going to have a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover in the regular season. Stafford's arm and that issue with his arm might catch up to him a little bit, but I think they still make it. My sixth seed, I have the Packers. I also like the Packers a lot. just like you do. I just think the Vikings are the better team. The Vikings will win a game or two more in the regular season. I have the Packers at 6 and 7 is what's tough for me. I don't like Dallas that much or as much as last year. Still like their defense and Parsons and everything that they have, but I don't like their coaching. Saints are also up there. You know, a couple other teams could squeak in there, but I'm taking the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys will finish good enough that they can at least squeak into the playoffs. Their offense won't fall off enough. It'll still be top five. And Parsons, you know, Trayvon Diggs, a lot of their defense and defenders are still very good. So I can't see them falling off too much from where they were last year in the regular season.
All right. I think we have a little bit of different opinions. So I will start by saying Dallas is, I think, a shoe-in for a wild card spot.
Yeah.
Well, I hate their coaching. I think Mike McCarthy is pretty terrible at this point. Their roster is still very, very talented to the point where I don't think they can miss the playoffs, along with bringing in the weak NFC East outside of the Eagles. You're going to get to beat up on the Giants in Washington for 4 games a year, where Washington got worse at quarterback. Actually, probably not, but, you know, you get the point. This is the goal line stuff. I trash on Carson Wentz.
Every episode.
Yeah, I couldn't let one go by without it. But anyway, then I think that my notable omissions are going to be the Saints and the Vikings, meaning I'm sending 3 teams from the NFC West into the playoffs. I have Arizona and San Francisco making it. Well, I think that the Rams are going to win the division and are probably going to be the best regular season team. I don't think they'll have the most playoff success in the division. I think that one of those two will make it pretty far, if you get what I'm saying. And why don't we move on to the dark horse before we go to Super Bowl? I guess your dark horse would be Chicago. Fair. I guess your dark horse would be
Chicago. You want me to go first?
What is it? Nah, yeah, you go first.
I don't want to have an argument over this one. We'll get it over with quick. My dark horse is the Washington Commanders. And as soon as you said the Wentz thing, I was like, oh no. I like Wentz more than everyone else. He doesn't. It's, you know, it's an ongoing argument, but I think Wentz is a decent quarterback. I like the offense. I like McLaurin, and the defense is like a year or two removed from being very good, being a breakout defense. I think they have all the weapons to potentially be a good team. I just think the issue is that they're still don't have a lot of chemistry together. They're not an established team yet. You know, I don't think that they're one of the best teams in the league, but you could at least see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, but Carson Wentz is their quarterback. That puts them out of playoff contention.
I don't have him in the playoffs, but like I think Wentz is an average quarterback, and we're not going to talk about this right now because this will take up the rest of the episode if we did. But I think that, you know, if the defense came together and Wentz took away a lot of his mistakes, Washington could surprise a lot of people. So that's why I have them as my dark horse team. And for you, I had a little bit of trouble with this one, but I guessed Carolina. I want to hear who you have.
I have Minnesota as my dark horse. I thought they were a lot more of a dark horse than apparently you did, because you straight up had them winning the division. I think you're the highest that I've seen anyone on them. But literally for all the reasons you mentioned, I think they could easily make the playoffs. I just feel way less strongly than you do.
I feel so strongly that I have them as my second seed right now.
That's absurd. But
yeah,
it's definitely in the range of outcomes.
Yeah.
But I think that not making the playoffs entirely is in the range of outcomes too. But all that stuff that you mentioned about the passing offense and everything, I agree with wholeheartedly, just not as much as you do.
Yeah. And I think their defense also will take steps up, being healthier, just things in general like that. But yeah, I get why you have them as a dark horse. I am higher on them than most people. So that is definitely fair. And yeah, that wraps up the NFC. Now let's talk about our Super Bowl predictions. This is where the big things happen. Because, you know, this is probably the hardest thing to predict. You have all these good teams going against each other. And I'm not going to get to how I got this prediction, but I'm going to explain it a little bit. This is tough because a lot of people aren't going to like this. It's not a popular opinion, the both teams I have, but in the NFC, I have the Green Bay Packers making it out and making the Super Bowl.
Okay. And
yeah. I think I narrowed it down to the Bucs, the Rams, or the Packers. I don't think the Eagles are ready. I don't think the Vikings are ready. I don't think the Cowboys are ready. I don't think the Niners are ready. I don't think any other team would be ready to make it and be able to beat those quarterbacks. The Rams, I think you're going to have a Super Bowl hangover. I don't like them as much this year. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to shock the world and beat Tom Brady in a playoff game. And that's why I have the Packers making it in the NFC. Do you want to talk about your NFC
pick? I would rather you do your AFC one because I want to start with the AFC.
Okay, I'll get my AFC done. The Bills are the obvious pick for most people, but I think they're just going to fall short. They're going to get unlucky somewhere. So if the Bills are eliminated, it's either the Chiefs, the Ravens, or the Chargers for me. I like some of the other teams, but those are the teams I think can make it. And when it comes down to it, I have the Chiefs. I think both the Chiefs and the Packers got weaker overall, but they still have these quarterbacks. And when it comes down to it, if either team makes the playoffs, which I think both of them will, I think they're beating out the rest of the competition around them. I think it's a Mahomes-Rodgers Super Bowl. And I think Mahomes is taking the win. Rodgers is going to have a good playoffs, but I think he's going to lose to Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And it'll be the last time Rodgers makes the Super Bowl, definitely. So.
Okay. I disagree with both of those teams.
I know.
But as I mentioned, I wanted to start with the AFC because it's definitely a lot more boring. You said a lot of people have the Bills as their Super Bowl favorite. I do too. I picked them last year too. That didn't go so well, but I think this is their year. I already talked about how much they improved. So I think they're the best team in the AFC and they should make it out. The best, like the one seed, the team with the first round bye usually does make it out. But this is the part where you're going to hate me. I also have a non-division winner making the Super Bowl on the AFC or NFC side. And to me, that's going to be Arizona. And I'm going to hate myself at the end of the season for this one too, because it's going to be wrong. But I feel it right now. I think they're going to catch fire late. They're going to get Hopkins back after six games. Now, instead of Christian Kirk, they have Hollywood Brown. I think Kingsbury is finally going to prove himself after all the drama that's happened this offseason. James Conner as the premier back for the whole season is going to be excellent for them. But I don't think they'll be good enough in the regular season, and then they're going to catch fire.
I really hate that take, but
I kind of do too, but it feels right.
Just there's so many things that have to fall into place. That's like a Hail Mary throw right there. That's a heave.
It kind of is.
You're asking Kyler to show up and he's going to be on Call of Duty instead. I had to make one joke about it. Come on, it happened this offseason. Those are fair picks though. Bills definitely could happen. I just think that everyone's saying it's going to happen and they're just going to fall short in one game. There's going to be something that's going to hold them back. Either the Chargers, the Ravens, the Chiefs beat them somehow. That's just what I feel. But when it comes down to it, I think both of our scenarios could definitely happen. I like our predictions. I like mine more than yours. I think I'm going to be more correct than you are. Probably. And I think I'm right and you're wrong. But we definitely talked about everything we needed to. A lot of good storylines for the league. I mean, I'm really excited for this season. I think it's going to be one of the best seasons in recent
memory. It feels wide open.
What?
It feels wide open.
It does. It really does. And so much changes. Like, I don't think there's been a year with this many trades or changes or free agency acquisitions that I can think of. So it's big for the NFL. A lot of things stressed for the NFL. And yeah, I can't wait to see what happens. We're going to come out with more content for you guys in upcoming weeks. We should have a new episode next week. So yeah, excited for that. We're going to be posting regular again. And thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you agree, disagree. Let us know. See you next time. Bye-bye.